I love going into schools now. I didn't, you know, I mean, at times in my life I've loved school, and other times school's been hard. But now that I'm a grown-up, I can go into school and enjoy it, and enjoy being with the children, enjoy teaching them, enjoy doing assemblies and classroom, things like that. I love the children. That, you know, that when you go into school and see a school or a hall full of children, that they are so alive, so happy to be there, or at least they seem happy to be there. They always respond when I ask questions. It's pretty much like being here. And I love the school's work. It's one of the favorite parts of my job. Today I'm going to tell you about a school in Uganda, and it's part of our charity of the year that we're supporting this year, and you can see pictures of it over there on the board over there. You can read more about it there, learn all about it. So and maybe when you learn more about this school, it might help you to appreciate what you have in your schools here. So in 2008, I visited Uganda and I stayed in Entebbe with a married couple called Gift and Catherine Asiku. Gift is Ugandan and Catherine is English, and they work as Bible translators for Wycliffe Bible Translators. But they also, at the same time as doing their Bible translating work, which is really important for the church all over the world, they also had a passion to build a primary school in the village of Fundo. Fundo is a little village in the northwest of Uganda, near the town of Arua, where Gift is from. In the small village of Fundo, the children there, for many, many years, for many generations, were taught under a tree. So they went for their lessons every day under the shade of a tree and were just taught by local people. Over the years, I've been able to support this work at various points with help from different churches and schools that I've worked with, to help Gift and Catherine and other people to build and equip a new school in the village of Fundo. And also we've been able to help them in times of disaster as well, when they've lost their roof and things like that. And over the years, it's wonderful what's been achieved in this school. And if you get a chance to look online at their website, the Fundo Foundation, you will see what it's like now, what they're doing. But 17 years since the foundations of that school were laid, they now have over 800 children going to school regularly in a primary school in this little village. They have support from sponsors and trustees here in the UK, but most of the work is done by local people there in Uganda, and trained teachers who are trained in the nearby town, and then they come to work in the school there. The charity is able to fund uniforms because obviously they can't go to school if they haven't got a uniform, but some families can't afford to buy uniforms. They're able to help some of the poorest children attend school and provide a meal for every child in the school, where in a place where some children would otherwise go without. But even with all these achievements, the work is not finished, and it must continue. So quite recently, the Fundo Foundation was formed as a charity, as a UK charity, to help provide for the needs of the school: clean water, good nutrition, books and educational resources, classroom supplies, health and hygiene, Christian ministry, vocational training, and much more. These are all things that we have in our schools, that I think we take for granted. Some of these things we pay for ourselves, some of the things are provided by our government, free to every child in the country. We think of it as a right, but in many parts of the world, this is a privilege that that they don't have all over. So at the moment, the school is quite crowded. So it's double the size of your school in Market Harbour in terms of the number of children, and it's quite a small building. And so they would like to build this year a new classroom block. This is one of the things that, as we raise money for them, this is one of the things that this will go towards. And also, what they're focusing on is pupil retention. Because as the children get older, as the children get older, there is a massive drop-off in the numbers from those who start primary school to those who finish primary school. So in a school of 800 children last year, only 22 children actually finished primary school. The good news is, and quite remarkably, what they're doing is especially focusing on education for girls. So the good news is that out of those 22 children who finished the primary school, what they call primary 7, which must be the equivalent of our year 7, 17 of those 22 were girls. So that's really encouraging in a place where girls don't always get the same opportunities as boys. And the drop-off is often due to the cost of children going to secondary school. So once they're finished in Fundo school, in the primary school, they will then have to go to secondary school, and the cost of that is more, and many families simply can't afford it. Any aspiration and opportunity is taken away from the children at that point. So the Fundo Foundation would like to sponsor as many of their upper year students as possible to enable them to go to secondary school. We've got Niasha here, who's in secondary school already, Phoebe, who's going to be going there next year. And imagine if we were having to think very carefully about whether we could afford to send you there or not. That's what many families in Uganda and in other parts of the world have to think about. So the Fundo Foundation also does sponsorship to enable these students to go to secondary school and have the opportunity to further their education as they leave primary school. Gift and Catherine and their two sons are currently in the UK on a short whistle-stop tour, but their Sundays got quickly fully booked, so I did try to get them here today, but it was not possible to arrange a visit in this short time that they're here. However, Gift and his son James have made a special video for us. James was the cameraman, and the person you'll see on the screen is Gift, and I'd like to play that video now. Thank you, Rachel.
Fundo Foundation is a charity that we registered here in the UK. One primary goal or objective of our charity is to support those children we know whose parents are not having resources to send them to school, or they are orphans, they are vulnerable, and most especially girls, to help them to have access to education, to have access to clean water, to have access to sanitary pads. And at Fundo School, we are able to provide at least a meal. And this year, please, may you continue to support us through your giving so that we can give food to the children, buy books, and enable the children to stay in school. This year, 2025, We have 22 young boys and girls who've managed to complete primary 7. They are in need of going to secondary. It costs about £18 a month to enable these children to go to secondary school. And the primary school has over 800 children who are able to learn in the school. We're looking forward to this year to give opportunity to more children to go to secondary school. May the Lord bless you and watch over you. May the Lord grant you your wishes too. We will be remembering you in Uganda and what God is doing in your church. Thank you, Andy, for being a great friend, a great minister, and at the same time, for mobilizing people to pray for our work with Wycliffe Bible Translators and for our ministry with the Fundo Foundation.
Hey, thank you. I didn't ask him to say that about me, by the way. That was his own words. So you'll see how the money we raise together can make a difference, really make a difference. The amount that Gift quoted there can help you appreciate just what a difference it will make. £18 can send a child to secondary school in Uganda for a month. I don't know how much it actually costs here, but I know our children get it for free. So for every £216 we can pay, that's a year's education for a teenage child who would otherwise be denied it. £216 a year. Richard tells me that through the money that's already come in this year, and there will be much more that's still coming in month by month, money that you've pledged, we have already raised £3,300. My maths tells me that that's approximately enough for 16 children to go to secondary school for a year. So that's about half a class that we've managed to raise the equivalent of. So well done. In a world where we seem to get a lot of bad news, your generosity, kindness, and love is making a difference. You are being good news for people who will never know your names, will never be able to thank you personally, but who are connected to us through the work of our Lord Jesus on this earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. I urge you all, even though we don't know their names, let's keep praying for them. You might be able to give money as well. You might not have much to spare, but we can all make a difference through our prayers and through keeping alive the idea that good things are worth the hard work, and God's mission goes on.